yeah, our school system's benefits from it, but our school area is much less now than...
Oh, you don't draw as far out as you used to?
No. Novi only went to 7th grade, and then all of Novi came to Northville. Salem, and I don't know whether Salem still comes now or goes to South Lyon, but all of Salem came to Northville. They used to come from, I can't think of the name. Anyway, 7 Mile and Farmington Road.
Mm-hmm. That's a good ways.
Yeah. And they took the
bus,
the city bus, or the bus, not school bus.
No, oh, they didn't have school buses then. They took their own transportation in. Ah. How about Plymouth? Was it already a going little town and you didn't take the students from there?
No, they had their own school system.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now that,
and a big rivalry.
I was going to say, with two towns this close, and they're both going good.
See, we used to play Plymouth in all of our sports.
I imagine that was a big rivalry.
Yeah. Plymouth always thought they were better than Northville. Well, at one time they did have a lot of money over there.
Uh-huh.
And, because they had the Daisy Air Rifle company, and there were the Huffs, who had built the Huff, of course, Huff Library over there,
Well, both towns had quite prominent people.
Yes. But Plymouth always thought theirs were more prominent than
Northville. Of course, Northville had a different idea.
But so our school area was much larger, but yet we had not as many students.
But Northville has always been a little town where, like Salem and Novi, they really didn't develop as much.
No.
That's why everybody came in here.
Yeah. Well, Salem was so small that they didn't warrant them to have their own school. Mm-hmm. Now, I think they had a country school, and the children went up to a certain grade, mm-hmm. and then they came here. Mm-hmm. But this may sound strange, because everyone says that all the kids drive their own cars now. But the kids that came from Salem, they drove their cars, because there was no public transportation.
There's no way to get there.
And they were mostly farm kids.
Was Northville a direct route on the way to Lansing? Or was it a little out of the way?
Actually, it was a little out of the way. Farmington and that was a little
more. Direct route. Uh-huh. All these little towns are nice. But it's surprising, so many, I guess now it seems like they're close. Back then it was a good distance when they first started.
I don't know whether you're interested in this or not.
Well, of course.
But my neighbors back of us, of course, I think it's been done away with. But at one time there was a Indian burial ground in their backyard over here.
And now what street is this?
Okay, no, on Novi Street.
On Novi Street, yeah. and in their backyard?
Yeah, because what had happened was the former neighbors, they don't live there anymore.
Uh-huh.
He was digging in the backyard one night.
Yes.
And came in, and he had this huge bone. And I said, well, farmland is probably...
Animal.
He says, no, it's not an animal. So then he and my husband went out, and he started to dig more, and he came in with teeth.
Oh, dear.
And that. So my husband worked at the state hospital at that time, so he took them out to show them one of the doctor, which was a sad mistake to do, because we didn't know that if anything like that is found, irregardless of how old it is, if you don't know for sure, you have to report it to the police. So Inga and I came home one night, and her backyard is full of police. State police, local police.
Wow.
And they did have it tested, and they said that it was indicative of age and that of being an Indian burial ground.
And they found more than one skeleton?
Yes, well, they found more bones. Uh-huh. They opted not to bring in the University of Michigan because they felt the police said at that point, if you do that, you will definitely have a swimming pool because they will dig so much.
Everywhere.
Yeah, well, they've got a pool over there now, and it probably is done away with it. But Junior Hicks said that this was a direct route to Wall Lake for the Indians, wherever they came from. I don't know. So that...
Well, now, is this down in the Depression, or is it up on a hill?
It was on a hill.
Where they found, so that was built
up.
Yeah,
it was, quite...
And now, I wonder if the Historical Society of Northville knows of that.
I don't know, but the same people do not live there.
Yes, right. But now you say it's gone now. It's a pool
I'm
there
sure
now.
That it's been
gone.
Rearranged.
Well, that's interesting. I know today they want to know, you know, so they won't let you dig, you know,
yeah.
They find that. But back quite a few years ago, I think they found them in different places. Well, that was quite interesting for the neighborhood.
Oh, and the kids loved it.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that was just wonderful.
Mm.
You know.
Yes, right in your own neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
That.
Oh, yes.
Well.
I am. Whether I'm talked out or not.
No. Well, if you, you know, if you just think of something else, so anything you want to tell a go? Any stories you kids used to have about any ghost houses or scary places like that?
Biggest things was, and I was not with the with them that night when it happened, but on Rouge Street, kitty corner from where my parents lived, Ida B. Cook lived. That's who the Cook School is named after. She was principal of the junior high for years. She, about the best way I can put it is she was a tough old lady, but she was a good teacher.
She ran it good.
And she was good with children, with young people, very good with them. Well, apparently, and I never knew this, and I lived right across the street from her, but the kids informed me that she had one of the last outhouses in Northville. So this particular Halloween, and it must have been towards our senior year, they informed me that we were going to dump that over. I don't know whether my mother had a sixth sense or what it was, but I couldn't go out that night. But they
she
took,
got wind of it.
She did, one way or the other. And but they did take care of the outhouse. And my mother's, you know, I, of course, I'd have probably had my ears skinned. But you know, I also remember, this goes back, because we also lived for a short time on Rouge Street.
Now, where is Rouge Street?
Okay, is there, Novi Street.
Yeah.
You go past 8 Mile, you go past Baseline, or Old 8 Mile, and it's the first street to your left past Old Baseline.
Okay.
It's a short, little short street.
Okay.
And we lived on the second house there. And I can remember coming home and having these men sitting on our front steps. And my mother was feeding them sandwiches. This was Depression Ann.
Well, they used to do the same thing. She'd have them come around and they'd sit on the steps and eat.
Low the railroads. They'd ride the rails and they'd get
off. Off the train.
Right.
Right. And they'd come ask for food.
Yeah. And so, you know, and I guess at that time nobody had too much, but everybody kind of shared.
Yes.
Yes. And so that was...
That's when you were quite little.
Yes. And I can also remember when we were going back to Racine Street, of course, on the railroad tracks, there were coal cars. And of course, this was very definitely into the Depression time. And...
Coal cars.
No, what my father and his neighbors would do is they'd take a gunny sack and they'd go down and pick up the coal that fell.
Because
you know, nobody had electric heat or anything else at that
you
time.
You used whatever you could find.
So that, we did. So I can remember vaguely remember that. But
you grow up being very careful like that, and it helps you though in your life later on.
Yes. And I also, because my girlfriend's father owned it or ran it at one time, but right on the corner of Racine Street, right where the Pizza Cutter is, that was a gas station for a long time. And John Lutzenberger ran it for years. And he lived just down the street on Racine Street.
Close to home, so it didn't take you long to get home.
Right. Yeah, Northville was not a what they call now a bedroom community at that time. People worked basically right around in here. And they didn't travel into Detroit or
for their
Lansing
jobs.
Well,
really, it was a long ways into Detroit from here.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah. The trip was terrible.
Yes.
By bus, it took an hour and a half. So, but, I mean, it was basically farm. And people worked at whatever, because my father went from, as I said, Yerkes, and then he went to the Ford plant. And then he worked for the Detroit Edison Company. So, you know, it was right here.
Yes. The Detroit Edison was also.
The Detroit Edison Company was. That was the Edison that...
They had a station.
Where Holland is. Holland, okay, it's right on the corner of Dunlap and Center Street on the northeast side. That was, the whole building was the Edison.
When did they dam up that water to make that, you know, where it's like a big little lake there? What street is that? Griswold? Was that Griswold? You know, Griswold has that water all. From, like if you're going north, isn't that Griswold? You know, you go by Ford, you go by Ford plant, and then the water's on your left. And it's like it's dammed up somewhere
it's
to make it.
Always been there. As
always
far as I
been
know.
Like that.
As far as I know.
They probably did it like that to get the power somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably been many, many times.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just don't know about that.
Yes. I'm running dry.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, it's been great. I can't think of any other things to ask either.
Do you have a few people?
They have around 200. Some